Hey everybody, it's Paul Reed Smith for PRS Guitars. I'm here for Amoeba Music, and I'm here to do a home edition of What's in My Bag. I had to boil down all this music that I fell in love with as a young man and put it in a bag and to go over with you. And I'm going to start with the day that bands went from 30 people, big bands, to 3 people. And it really changed our industry. So the first one is Elvis.
I'll be just so lonely, I could die.
And Elvis was really something. But when he played on the Jack Parr Show and did Heartbreak Hotel, it literally erupted right out of the TV, and he changed bands from 30 people to 3. And it was just, it just took the whole country. You know, the next thing he did was to sing to a hound dog on the Steve Allen Show, which was not as good as the first thing, but you gotta give Elvis a nod for changing music so that you could do it in your garage. Unbelievable. Elvis Presley. So the next one I want to do, let's see what's in my bag, is, oh, the Tammy Show, James Brown.
You might know you're out of sight.
If you watch this, you can see all Michael Jackson's moves. The timbre in James' voice is unbelievable. His dancing, the groove of the band is stupid good. I mean, it's just unbelievable. It's all here on the Tammy Show. Oh my God, it's Chuck Brown and the Soul Searchers, Bustin' Loose. There was the Godfather of Soul, that was James Brown, and the Godfather of Go-Go, which is DC music, that's Chuck Brown.
I feel like bustin' loose now.
And this tune, Bustin' Loose, that presented him to the world was big on like 9 charts. It was the biggest tune of the year. It's still played every day in New Orleans. When I go to New Orleans, you're in a cab, you hear Bustin' Loose. When you're in Tipitina's, you hear Bustin' Loose. This is still this tune. You can hear it on the Super Bowl when you're watching ads. Bustin' Loose is still there. Chuck Brown changed music. This is a must listen to record, period. All right, what's next in the bag? Fire and Water by Free. Most famous for the tune All Right Now, but you know, I know how to sing and play all these tunes. I learned how to play guitar, not by learning the guitar parts on this, but by learning the vocals on the guitar. You know, Oh, I Wept. Oh, I wept for Dave. Fill my eyes with silly tears. And I learned how to play everything that he sang.
Fill my eyes with silly tears.
Oh my God, what a record. It changed me. It's a legend in England. I'm not sure it even went gold in this country, but Paul Rodgers at one point had my copy gold-plated and presented to me, which I just thought was great. This was a fundamental record. Now, this is 4 people making a lot of noise, but oh my God, what a record. Every tune on here is outrageous. Beautiful record. Uh-oh, it's the Allman Brothers live at the Fillmore. Look out. Every tune on here is unbelievable. Stormy Monday, Hotlanta, in memory of Elizabeth Reed, you name it, this band was changing music. If you listen to Greg Allman's vocals, if you listen to Duane or Dickey playing guitar, the feel of the band, the grooves. Look, all these records had great grooves, just unbelievable grooves. It just made you want to feel the music. It made you want to dance. It was just a different animal. I loved it. This is just really something. And it was the first time anybody saw touring cases. You know, it was the first time that we saw these bands, you know, had the stuff for the trucks. By the way, you got to remember, at the time, you got caught with pot, you went to jail. And there's him holding on to what everybody said was a joint on the cover. Oh, my God. This was a tremendous record. Just tremendous. There you go. All right, let's see what's in the bag next. Ooh-ooh. Legendary record, Abraxas. And we open it up, and it's a picture of the band touring. This was really something. Now, for me, the tones of the guitars, the feel of the tunes, all the stuff was tremendous. You know, this had Black Magic Woman on it. It had Oye Como Va. It had Gypsy Queen. You know, I Hope You're Feeling Better. There were other Santana records that had just as much impact on me. But if you want to boil it down, if you force me to do about a dozen records, this would be one of them. This was before we made him guitars, but it was still very cool. So I want to tell another story about this. I was on the streets of Tokyo, and Smooth was a hit. And the entire city was playing the tune Smooth. Every time you came out of the subway, Smooth was on. Every time you went by a store, Smooth was on. And it was not just a PRS guitar that he was playing, but the sound of Carlos Santana filling an entire international city was extraordinary. You know, when I got to meet Carlos and make him a guitar, he didn't just like say, okay, that's it. He made me make him at least five or six guitars before he decided I would be his guitar maker. He made me earn his trust. And then to walk around the streets of Tokyo with Smooth being the tune of the city was really something. All right, by the way, we are in my recording studio. I love being here. No better place to do In My Bag. Here we go. What's the next one? Oh, this thing. First of all, this is Tres Hombres by ZZ Top. You open it up and you've got a full Mexican meal. Oh, my God. I was driving down the road and LaGrange came on and I was listening to it. I thought it was really good. And when the solo came on at the end with all the harmonics, I literally took the LTD, the white one, slammed it over into the rocks on the side of the road, stopped, put my head up on the dashboard. I had never heard anything like it. It blew me away. There are so many great tunes on here. Bosco France and I like getting together and playing these tunes, Waiting for the Bus, and Jesus Just Left Chicago, and Beer Drinkers and Hellraisers, and Precious and Grace, and LaGrange, all these tunes. Oh my God, seminal record, great record. This Texas guitar playing thing, you know, that Eric Johnson's doing and David Grissom is doing and ZZ Top's doing, all it just changed music for the guitar players. It's a fundamental piece of Americana guitar playing, you know, the way Pink Floyd would be a fundamental English guitar playing. I really thought this was something, and it changed my life. I love the feel of the tunes on this record. Ooh, ooh, here we go. Sting, Dream of the Blue Turtles. The reason I put this in the stack, I saw this band play at Merriweather Post Pavilion, which is the Shed here in Maryland. It's this big open shed venue. And the band went into this groove and hypnotized the whole audience. Literally, the audience lost it. They couldn't control their bodies, and the whole thing was moving around like a wave, and I've never seen anything like it. The songs on here are extraordinary. The band was a band of geniuses. I think that it's important that people listen to this record at some point. There's a tremendous amount of Police and Sting stuff that I could point out, but the fact that I saw this band hypnotize an entire audience was really something. All right, what's in my bag? Here we go. Oh, in my opinion, the greatest record ever, 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 ever recorded. Stolen from Africa, brought to America. Said he was a buffalo soldier in the war for America. Legend by Bob Marley. You go anywhere on this record. Is This Love? No Woman, No Cry. Could You Be Loved? Buffalo Soldier. Stir It Up. jamming Exodus. I Shot the Sheriff, One Love, People Get Ready, you name it. This is just unbelievable. If you only had one record on a desert island, this would be it. This record changed music for me, but this record changed music for the world. It brought reggae and that wonderful feel to the world, and clearly a genius running the band. I think we're down to one record. I'm going to bring out a Led Zeppelin record. Houses of the Holy. And the reason I bring this up is this came out when I was in college, and I put my ears between two speakers and listened to it, and I couldn't believe what I was hearing. The band was peaking. The level of music, the beauty of the music, the power of it, there was something extraordinary. There's nothing boring about this record. You put it on, it's just good from beginning to end. These were concept records, literally, where it was thought of not just as individual tunes you throw together, but the whole thing had a flow. This stuff is legend. This stuff is awesome. And this is just a little reflection of all that. So I got to bring up a little bit of the English music. From everybody at Pierre's Guitars, we want to thank Amoeba Music for letting us be a part of this whole thing. It's an honor to be able to say all this stuff. But the fact that I couldn't do another 20 CDs, 20 records, that's not cool.